Now it's time to play Good Thing, Bad Thing. Because every story has a flip side. Modern smartphones come with a whole suite of sensors. They can count your steps. They can know when you're tilting your screen. But those sensors come with a downside. Writing this week in the International Journal of Information Security, researchers explain that under the right conditions, these sensors could be a security threat. Joining me now to talk about it is one of the authors of that paper. Maria Mernizad is a research fellow in computing science at Newcastle University in Newcastle upon Tyne in the UK. Welcome to Science Friday.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You made a demonstration program that can monitor the accelerometers on an Android phone?
Yeah, well, basically, it's not only on Android phone. It could be on any mobile phone because it's via the web browser. So as long as you open any web browser on any old devices, the program can work.
So you have your phone open, you have a web browser on it, and you're moving your finger around on the screen, and the program can detect where your finger's going?
Yeah, basically from the sensor measurements coming from motion and orientation, we have developed programs here which can identify if you have been scrolling down, up, right or left, if you've been zooming in and out, or even if you have entered a PIN, for example.
Wow, could it know where on the screen you pressed to know what PIN number you were putting?
Yeah, that basically works based on the way that you hold your phone and those very slight changes when you press a digit.
So did you try to figure out what the likelihood of someone using this to crack a phone might be?
Well, basically, as I explained, if the code is already loaded in the web page that you open, and we can use machine learning algorithms, and then we can, based on processing and analyzing the sensor data, we can output the PIN that you have pressed on the phone.
Now, how accurate is that?
With the algorithms that we have, it could be over 70% accurate in the first try, and it goes up to 100% in the fifth try.
Wow. So if your phone has a lockout, let's say, after 10 tries, then chances are if you get up to the fifth try, you could get in there before getting locked out.
Yeah, well, basically, these sensors can provide us, or hackers, with much more than people would think.
Oh, so tell me, what do you mean much more? How much more?
Because these sensors are very accurate, so they can figure out very slight changes that happen on the device. So it could reveal a lot of information about the users, as we proved, pins, touch actions, and of course people know about all of these fitness trackers if you're sitting, walking, running, and all of those other physical activities.
So I guess the point is if you can do it, then the hackers can do it.
Well, I think so.
And people notice when the phone asks for permission to access the camera or the address book. So is the answer here just to make it ask for permission to access the sensors too?
Well, that could be the simplest thing that comes to our mind. But the thing that we have listed over 25 different sensors on the current smartphones, it could be very unusable for the users to get notification for each single user every time that they open a web application or when they install an app. So it's a battle between security and usability, really.
Once again, so what is there to do, Dr. Mernizad? What should people do to better protect their security?
Well, at the moment, we're working with the industry to figure out what we can do to provide in the platform side. But people always can improve their security and privacy via the general security that advice that we have for them. For example, they can make sure that they change their PINs and passwords regularly. And if you don't need any app or browser window, don't leave it open in the background there and just close it. And you can also uninstall the apps that you no longer need. Mm. Also, keeping update your operating system would help all the time.
Yeah.
And installing applications from approved app stores would help us as well.
Maria Mernizad is a research fellow in computing science at Newcastle University, Newcastle upon Tyne, UK. Thanks for being with us.